Could you explain what you'll be putting into the Wallace collection tomorrow?
So my piece essentially consists of a performance that's aiming to get viewers and audience members who walk past these paintings in the Wallace collection to look at them at a deeper level and to interpret them with them at a wider and more engaging level. And I'll be doing this by asking audience members to vote on two very opposing interpretations of Jean-Honoré's Fragonard's painting The Swing, which is a perfect example of late Rococo painting in pre-revolutionary France, depicting three members of the French aristocracy very much enjoying their hedonistic freedom before the revolution comes. There's been several different interpretations of the painting over time, and many people who view it simply see the hedonistic frivolities of pre-revolutionary France engaged by the two male figures and primarily through the female figure enjoying her time on the swing. But later interpretations have focused on the power play between the two men and the women on the swing, and also the kind of connotations of voyeurism and perversion that play with the woman lifting her leg up and one of the men definitely taking a peek up her skirts. And a lot of attention has been focused on her position in the painting and how she relates to the two men and whether she's instigating this flirtation or whether actually she's almost a victim to this. And so this performance will operate as a way of asking people to vote and make a decision, make a firm decision on how they interpret it. And then every hour the votes will come in and a performance will be put on for 5 or 10 minutes where I will have performers that take on the three figures in the painting, and initially they will take up the position of the figures. However, their acting will change, their faces, their movement, their behaviour and their relationship between each other will change according to how the votes come in, either toying with ideas of voyeurism and perversion or going in the more frivolous and hedonistic angle. And hopefully the audience will leave at the end of these performances with a very different interpretation to their painting. And I want it to be a way to influence how they look at that painting again, but also in many other paintings, and to ask people to keep on testing their forms of interpretation and never quite settle for the status quo.